Hi, this is Mr. Navarro. Welcome to the first episode of the Nightly News for Trimester 1 for the 14-15 school year. Let's see what's going on our campus.
Hi, this is Sophia, here to talk to you about the Living Rosary. As you all know, the Living Rosary Prayer Service is an event that is organized by Sister Delisa and the Religious Affairs Committee in 8th grade. It was celebrated in the past October, which is the month of Mary. There are three groups that create the complete Living Rosary and include all the students from the elementary school. The first group are the students that represent the actual Living Rosary by arranging in the shape of a rosary and holding a decorated plate that looks like a bead. These students are picked from the older grades. The second group is made of students picked from the younger grades. They carry flowers up to a table with a statue of Mary on it. One by one, the students carry the flowers to the table. With each prayer, a new flower is placed on the table dedicated to Mary. The last group is made of all the students that are not picked to hold a bead or flowers. They sit around the outside of the Living Rosary and recite the prayers with everyone. All of these groups represent the whole Living Rosary prayer service, not including the parents that always come and support us. This event is very important because it honors and thanks Mary for her job in being mother to Jesus. The Living Rosary prayer service is celebrated once a year in the NDA High School Gymnasium. We should definitely continue celebrating the Living Rosary prayer service because it supports our Catholic faith. This is an experience that helps everyone who's included. We hope you can join us for this amazing event next year. I'm Sophia, and thanks for listening.
On October 3rd, we honor every student's grandparents. We do this by taking pictures, letting the grandparents see their grandkids in class, eating snacks together, and having a beautiful mass. First, we get everything started by letting the grandparents see their kids in their class. When the grandparents get in the class, they usually take pictures of their grandkids or ask the teacher questions. Then, the vice principal, Miss O'Shea, tells everyone through the intercom to get their grandparents into line up to take pictures with them. After everyone gets a picture with their grandparent, everyone heads over to Mass. After Mass, the grandkids get a snack with their grandparents. Finally, the school ends everything by letting the grandkids go home with their grandparents.
The International Food Fair is an annual event that is held at NDA. At the fair, we celebrate our cultural differences through food, music, and entertainment. This year's food fair was held on November 15th. The fair was decorated with cultural flags draped across the center of the food court. In the center of the court were tables and chairs for the audience to sit down and enjoy the entertainment. Booths were set up around the food court, and in the front there was a stage. This year, there are more than a dozen booths. Every booth had different food that you could sample. If you really liked the food, you could go back to get more. Each booth was uniquely decorated with colors and artifacts from their specific culture. Some booths had posters that gave a few facts about the country. This year, we had many cultural performances. During the fair, people showed off their talent by singing, dancing, doing martial arts, and a lot more. There was an amazing cheerleading group, cultural dances, a talented band, and even a country catwalk. At the catwalk, people put on cultural attire and walked on the stage so everyone could see their clothes. Not only is the fair entertaining, but having different races share their culture brings our India community closer. The fair teaches us that we are all different and unique, but we are all a family.
Hey everybody, it's Chloe, and I'm here to talk to you about Halloween. Halloween is just one of the fun events that happens at NDA on the 31st of October. Kids and teachers usually come to school dressed in a costume. Students came dressed as zombies, Iron Man, Where's Waldo, and of course, Elsa. The day is filled with fun games and activities. The middle school played games such as The Amazing Race and Bingo with Miss Barboa. If you won a game, you received game tickets that could be raffled for conduct and responsibility passes, free dress passes, and so much more. The class from TK to 8th grade also take a school photo that will be put in the yearbook. Students are also allowed to bring candy to pass out. The day is packed with excitement, and I hope you enjoyed your Halloween.
Hi, I'm Giuliano, and I'll be talking about Notre Dame Academy's middle school study hall period. Study hall is a class period where the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students can finish homework, upcoming projects, seek help from a teacher about their homework, quizzes, or tests, and study for upcoming quizzes and tests. The whole point of study hall was for the middle school students to finish classwork so that they would have less homework after school and be less stressed out when they got home. In my opinion, the teachers have made a great choice in making this decision because it takes a load off of our homework for the middle school. All of the middle school grades get study hall twice a week. The teacher that supervises the class during study hall hands out papers to every student, and on the days they have study hall, they have to fill out the paper writing what they have for homework, what they have finished, and what they haven't finished. The paper is to ensure that all of the middle school writes in their agendas. The teachers also check the students' agendas to make sure they are writing in them daily. Now, the teachers really want us to write in our agendas because students do not write their homework down and would forget homework, which would result in poorer grades. Thankfully, the teachers have found a way to get around that, and it has been working. Be sure to continue listening to the NDAE podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye!
Before the beginning of the 2014-2015 school year, Notre Dame Academy Elementary introduced electives. Electives consisted of technology, drama, art, speech and debate, math lab, and music. Now, each elective is one trimester, and there are three trimesters in the year, so that means you can have three electives in each year. At the end of each trimester, the teachers make the students have a showcase or show their final product at the end of the elective. So for technology, they have a website. For drama, they perform a play. For art, they have an art piece, and so on and so forth for the rest of the other classes.
Notre Dame Academy Elementary's theme for the year is working together and growing as a family. So, since the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are working together, I guess you can say this is going by our school theme.
The way you choose your elective depends on what number you number it from 1 to 6. 1 stands for the one elective you want to do most, and 6 stands for the one you want to do least. Now, through this, the teachers grade them, and at the beginning of the year, you get to see which elective you get to use this year.
Overall, I really like electives and think that they should be here to stay at NDA.
Hey everyone, it's Carolina, and I'm here to talk to you about school families. School families is an activity we do every month at our school. We get paired up in groups of one student per grade with an eighth grade leader. We do fun things based on what month it is. For example, if it was November, we would learn something about the first Thanksgiving and think about the things we're grateful for. It's also a great way to get to know younger and older people in your school and create new friends. Usually, our first school families is making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But these peanut butter and jelly sandwiches aren't for us to eat. They're for a homeless center. Every year, each school families group works together as a team to put together these sandwiches for the homeless. Here's how it goes. The older student in each group helps make the sandwiches, while the younger students decorate the bags and letters we give the homeless to. In the end, school families is a great way to meet new friends and make your own family, but at school, just how it says in the name. Well, I hope you liked hearing about school families. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Nightly News. Make sure to visit us at www.ndaes.org.